Mini episode 1695 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to the FDH Lounge review of the year in TV. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our top five TV seasons of 2023. Number five, The Bear on FX and Hulu. This unique half-hour drama set in Chicago's tensest restaurant kitchen moved out of a season one that seemed like a prequel for a show about creating a dream restaurant squarely into a season two that featured the creation of that dream restaurant. With far more emphasis on the lives of the surrounding characters than season one allowed, the true world building of this series unfolded as we learned exactly what this opportunity meant to all of the key players. Additionally, a flashback to a disastrous family Christmas 5 years earlier expanded the universe of characters with one all-star actor after another stealing scenes. The season was also based around the question of whether lead chef Carmi could attain personal happiness with a reunited longtime crush while shouldering the otherworldly responsibilities of building the new restaurant. The Bear is not a fun watch in the traditional sense of the word because it's often very bleak, but the moments of triumph do occur and they are earned far more than they are on most programs. And it's just an incredible meshing of writing and acting talent as well as completely unique cinematography. Number four, Justified City Primeval on FX and Hulu. Fans who had waited 8 years for another glimpse of Raylan Givens' life frankly weren't always fair, at least on social media, about this revival of Justified, set this time as a limited series in Detroit. But this fish-out-of-water story featuring our hero as a now-aging gunslinger and single father plopped down in an urban setting that didn't consider his cowboy exploits to be admirable, was creatively brave and in that sense true to how the main Justified series always operated. Taking an Elmore Leonard short story that actually didn't involve Raylan and dropping him into it as the protagonist was another inspired move, and the fan service that we got out of the finale felt very appropriate. This probably wouldn't have placed ahead of the top three or maybe even four seasons of Justified, but we should not forget what an incredibly high bar that is. Justified City Primeval is a worthy addition to the franchise, and that's going to put it in the top five of shows in 2023 pretty much automatically. Number three, Billions Season 7 on Showtime and Paramount Plus. The return of Bobby Axelrod, even if it was more sporadic throughout the season than the marketing would have had you believe, was always going to be epic. This program was built on ruthlessly pragmatic alliances to take down bigger foes, and while we'd seen Chuck and Axe before teaming up against the U.S. Attorney General and Taylor, the stakes here were much higher as the threat of President Mike Prince loomed before both of them. Fan service was stoked, of course, as old favorites came back here and there to fill out the picture, and some intriguing new characters were added, especially ballsy Montana Governor Nancy Dunlop, Prince's chief opponent in the race. And the show really stuck the landing, which is so very hard to do. Number two, Fargo Season 5 on FX and Hulu. The season's not over yet, and we've already stuck this as highly as we can, given that there could only be one choice for number one in 2023. It's a fun and thrilling watch that has some of the dynamics from seasons past, but distorted just a bit. The story of a sheriff trying to smoke out a suburban housewife who turns out to be very formidable and even physically dangerous is infused with all of the absurdity that we've come to know over many seasons with this terrific anthology. The intermingling of all of the pieces on the chessboard is building to a tremendous finish, and Fargo's never finished the season yet in a manner that we reconsider a ranking such as this. Number one, Succession Season 4 on HBO and Max. How is it possible for a show to exceed the insane expectations for its final season? Somehow, Succession pulled it off. The epic final season battle between the United Siblings and Big Bad Logan Roy for control of the family media empire started things off huge, and somehow, everything only accelerated from there. Out of nowhere, in the midst of episode 4.3, Succession delivered one of the greatest episodes in TV history, and the progression of huge events only built to the series finale, from the most epic presidential election night ever, to the most epic funeral ever, to the climactic battle for control of the kingdom in the series finale. The twists and turns kept coming, but they all made sense. Succession carved out a place for itself amongst the greatest TV series of all time, and the final series ranks among the greatest finishers ever as well. This was not just the best TV season in 2023, but one that would have been the best during many years. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.